The time we are strongest in Christ is the time when we are the weakest. That doesn't seem to make sense, does it? Listen to what Paul told the people of Corinth about this and about himself. It's found in 2 Corinthians 12, the first verse. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my weaknesses. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that which he hears about me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in weaknesses, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, the Apostle Paul knew that the only way to walk successfully in the Christian life is to walk humbly. And the weaknesses that we have, whatever they are, the infirmities we have, the distresses we have, the problems we have, are a chance for Jesus to be strong in us because of them. That with him we can face these troubles. With him we can deal with these things. Nobody knows what this thorn in the flesh was that Paul talked about. Some people think his eyes were bad. Other people think that he was dealing with some sort of temptation. But whatever it was, he took this weakness to the Lord and he asked the Lord about it. And the Lord said, I will be strong in you. And your weaknesses is a chance for me to be strong. But it takes this humbling of ourselves to give ourselves to Christ wholly and completely, that he may be strong where we are weak. It doesn't make sense to people in the outside, but those of us who follow him know that this works, and this is the way we are overcomers in the power of Christ. Let's pray. O Father in heaven, I acknowledge my weakness before you. I acknowledge the problems that I am having. Will you be strong in me because I am weak in these areas? Will you be made perfect in me because of those areas where I am weak and you are strong? My faith is in you, O Lord Jesus. Be strong in me, I pray. In your name, amen.